Thank you. Okay. Good morning, sir. What is your name?
Liggins Waldrop.
Okay, just one moment, sir.
Okay, that's me.
Okay, so Miss, the Honorable Mrs. Rittenhouse will be conducting your hearing. Dr. Webb coming back in?
I was just going to ask you the same thing.
I saw him walk in this direction, but if he was coming, he would have made it.
Okay. No, we'll just go. Okay, good morning, Mr. Waldrop. Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
My name is Liggins O. Waldrop. My ADC number is 032329.
Okay, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing, and this is concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. I see that you signed a form on April 5th that was notified you about this hearing. You remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself today in the hearing?
I'm representing myself in this hearing.
Okay. Before we start, I need to introduce you to the board members. The board members conducting the hearing, if you look to your right on the screen, the ON for me is the Honorable David Neal. In the center is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be conducting your hearing today. And also with us in the room, we have Mr. Grady, who's with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir. So before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Grady in. So Mr. Waldrop and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, ma'am. I affirm.
Thank you. And Mr. Waldrop, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we determine if you violated the conditions of supervision. And then in phase two, we determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Waldrop, I'm going to read this. I'm going to read this allegation to you, and if you believe it's false, I'm going to ask you whether it's true or false. If you believe it's false, then we'll take some testimony from Mr. Grady, and then the board will determine if you violated your conditions. So,
yes, ma'am.
We'll start with phase one, sir. And here's the allegation, and it is that you were in violation of condition number 5, as demonstrated by your possession of a glass pipe commonly used to smoke illegal substances on or about March 8, 2018. Mr. Waldrop, is this true or false?
True.
Okay, sir. Based on Mr. Waldrop's admission, I move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal base or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and agreed by Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Waldrop, we can start phase two of your hearing then. The board found you in violation, but we'll start phase two and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But hold on, before we get too far here, I'm going to ask Mr. Grady to give us all some background information about your case. So stay on the line and just listen. We'll be right back with you, sir. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Waldrop was released from GLC on November 10th of 2016. He was arrested on March 14th of 2018 by parole staff. He has no new charges. He returned back to GLC on March 14th of 2018. He has a CSED of December 31st of 2016 that reflects 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 1992, theft, 4 years. 1992, criminal damage, 2 years, 3 months. Prior convictions, 1973, manslaughter, life. He has 1 term with DLC. No.
That has to be two.
Yeah, two terms. The CUIR scores are 3-2, mental health scores are 3, substance abuse scores are 2. He has no gang affiliation, prior term of supervision, 1981, transitional release, absconded, arrested, revoked by BOEC, 1993, provisional release, absconded, arrested, revoked by the BOEC, 1998, provisional release, absconded, arrested, revoked by the BOEC, 2005, provisional release, arrested on a hit and run accident, revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations are minimal. He has no other arrests. Community risk score is a G1, V1.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. So, Mr. Waldrop, it looks like you were released to live at Casa Santa Clara in Tucson originally.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then later in February of 2017, you were approved to live with a friend in Florence.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that where you were living, just right up until you were taken into custody?
Yes, ma'am. 401 East Stewart Street, apartment 708, Florence, yep. Arizona.
Okay.
85132.
Gotcha. And were you working, sir?
No, I'm disabled. I'm retired, and I draw Social Security.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, and it looks like you had been enrolled when you were down in Tucson. You were enrolled in anger management and thinking,
yes, ma'am,
programs, and you completed both of those, so that's a good thing. Looks like you you were responsible to submit UAs, and you did three of those with negative results, and then you had prescriptions that resulted in an opiate finding, but you had the prescription, so that was all right. Okay, so well, what happened with this glass pipe? What happened with that? Were you using drugs, sir?
No, ma'am, I don't use drugs. When I was walking out the house, at that particular day, I had custody of my granddaughter. I was watching her. I'm the only adult that was there. And I didn't want her to pick that up because she's 3 years old and she plays with stuff that she see out there. Rocks, sticks, it didn't make no difference. I picked it up, put it in my pocket, was intending to throw it away, but at the time I was watching her and I just totally forgot it was in my pocket. I just forgot, just like I told the officer when he stopped me. I totally forgot it was in my pocket. I thought I threw it away.
And where,
I don't use drugs.
Where was it? Where did you find it?
I found it outside in the front of the yard where she plays at.
Oh, so it was out in front of your house where you live?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. Do you drink alcohol, sir?
No, I haven't had alcohol or messed with anything in 15 years.
Okay. All right. I'm going to see if all board members have any questions for you. Any question?
In 81, 93, 98, 2005, he was arrested for DUI. And so he must, because it's a parole revocation.
Yes.
So, sir, in 2005, when you got arrested for the DUI, how much time did you get for that?
I did 4 years at Avenal, California. Uh-huh. I paroled from Avenal in 2011, and they brought me to Buckeye. And I stayed in Buckeye up until I came to East Unit. I can't remember what year it was I came here. But anyway, I came here, and I paroled from here January the 5th, 2016. But I didn't get out until November the 8th. 2016. They say the 10th, but I think it was the 8th that I got out of here. That's on Flower Street in Tucson.
Okay, so were you staying in your own apartment when this occurred, or where were you staying at?
I was staying with my friend, Victoria Smith.
Okay.
And her family.
Okay. And so, you're on parole right now, is that right?
Yes, sir, I am.
And so how long is your parole, sir?
I got life. And the particular day, March the 14th, I had paperwork to put forth for absolute discharge, but I got arrested. Because I told Ms. Johnson that I'd seen the police, but she had called me on the phone and I told her. And she told me to come in that Wednesday, which would have been March the 14th. And I came in and I've been here ever since.
Okay, all right, thank you, sir.
Okay, Mr. Grady, I know you're not involved. Do you happen to have Mr. Waldrop pulled up or not?
Yeah.
On the screen. Can you just see if there are any notes concerning this finding this pipe? Are there any notes at all? Is there anything in the chrono? It's just kind of an out of the blue thing. It's just kind of, I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah, she put the notes in here. You see, the offender reported or directed upon review of a citation and discovered the offender was arrested for possession of a drug paraphernalia, clear pipe, commonly used to smoke meth. On crack cocaine. By Florence Police on 3-8-8-8.
Oh, by Florence Police. But there's no DR number, right?
Yeah.
Pardon me. Can I say something?
Just in a minute, sir.
Okay.
Hold on.
That's all we're going to talk about. That's it.
Okay, Mr. Waldrop, what did you want to say?
I wanted to say that I was supposed to assign that paperwork for the paraphernalia. And I was supposed to appear in court April the 6th, 2018, but it was dismissed. That's it. And I don't know what else to do. I was supposed to see you guys, and I did everything positive. That was one of the purposes of moving here, so I could see this building that I'm in now and remember that I was there. You know, I've been trying to do the positive thing since I've been out. You know, I have a new life for myself. I couldn't go home, so I stayed here and tried to do the correct and proper thing, be a parent again, and all of this. I'm a grandfather 5 times now. I have 4 grandbabies, and I love them. And I believe they love me. I don't know if they even know. They little. The only one that knows about me is a 3-year-old.
Okay. All right, sir. Any other questions by board members? Okay, Mr. Waldrop, we're coming toward the end of your hearing. I want to give you the opportunity, though, to make a final statement if you'd like to do that. Just without repeating stuff you've already told us. Is there anything else?
Yes, I've joined church. The church that I belong to is included, and the minister there, Reverend White, he has a state halfway house, and I reside there. Since then, I moved to 507 Newman Street, 85128 Randolph, Arizona. And I live in one of his halfway houses, and Ms. Johnson is aware of that.
Okay, so you've kept her informed, because that is
yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, this doesn't show, our records don't, at least what we have, doesn't show that address. It shows you with your friend, Katara Smith.
Yes, but since then, Katara has moved to Oklahoma with her mother and her baby sister and my granddaughter.
Okay.
That's where they're at.
So where was it that you found the pipe? It was at Katara Smith's house?
Yes, 401 East Stewart Street. It was right there in the front.
And that was where...
It's a big apartment complex.
Okay. All right. And that was around March 8th that happened?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And when did Ms. Smith move to Oklahoma?
I think it was around the 12th. I think it was the 12th of March is when she moved.
Okay, so then you moved over to this other place then, this halfway house.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
But my parole officer was aware of it.
Okay. All
She's
right,
met the minister.
Okay. All right, so, well, the board is going to go into discussion and discuss your case, and we do our discussion in public in Arizona, so we've not talked about your case before right now. So just stay on the line, sir, remain silent, and we'll be back with you shortly. Okay, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
The board's now in discussion. Fellow board members, I don't quite know what to make of this. This violation just seems to come completely out of the blue. It seems like Mr. Waldrop was doing well. Sounds like he was staying in touch with his parole officer. He is not at the address that's shown here, but we're probably a little behind the times, that's all. I just don't know what to make of this violation. And I tend to believe him that he did see it in the yard and he didn't want his granddaughter playing with it and picked it up. Now, it's unfortunate that he didn't get rid of it. And I'm not sure what, how he came to the police's attention, how they came to discover it. I don't know any of that.
He was driving on it.
He was driving and they ran up.
Oh, he was driving, okay.
And nowadays, when your insurance expires or is canceled, it goes to NVD and they put it on it, so when you run a license plate, it'll pop up.
It'll show.
Insurance information.
Okay.
And that's why it was pulled over.
That was the issue.
And one thing led to another. But I have to agree with you. I can't believe him. It just, his presentation and everything else back in it. Yeah, years ago, he was living scoundrel and all that stuff,
right.
But it seems like he's had about 18 years and he behaved himself. Whether he was incarcerated or released, he's doing things right. And big apartment complex, yeah.
Who knows, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it depends on the apartment complex. I'm not going to that get it from one of the just, you expect to find things like that.
Yeah.
The apartment complex, you don't, but if you, I agree, he shouldn't put any fire, he should put it in the closest dumpster.
Dumpster, but yeah.
But it was only the pipe.
Yes.
It wasn't a bag full of
right.
stuff.
With it, right.
And
he does have the grandchildren that, when you see him talk about his grandchildren, he's really proud of them and he wants to be in their lives.
And he's really proud.
I don't know, I'm thinking that...
I believe it because he said he was going to court on the 4th, and
yeah.
So it's probably has been dismissed. So,
okay, well, I'm going to make a motion then. I move to return Mr. Waldrop to community supervision under the same conditions that he was previously serving.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, so I made the motion, second by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Neal. Okay, back to you, Mr. Waldrop. The board has is going to place some faith in you. We have voted to return you to community supervision, sir.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
I I truly hope that that was a mistake on your part. The board's sticking its hand out for you.
Thank you.
So we just ask you to be very, very careful in the future. Stay in touch with your school officer.
I will.
Okay. All right, so we wish you the best, and your hearing is concluded.
Just remind you still be on parole.
And I do. And Mr. Johnson says, remind you, you're still on parole, and you need to stay in touch with your parole officer. So make sure that you follow all the rules and carry on. Okay, we wish you the best, sir.
Thank you so much.
All right, and your hearing's concluded. If you give the phone back to your CO3, we appreciate it.
Okay.
And talk to your CO3.
I have to get the CO3 to come in here.
Yep, you do. All right, thanks.